Welcome to Saints on Wheels Ministry Church. We direct and redirect lost souls back to Christ through the word and power of God. We believe that there is nothing more important than saving a soul. What we do, we are compelled to do for the sake of others. We are a deliverance ministry. And we teach the word of God. You can listen to our podcast, where you will find all kinds of edifying subjects on how to be the best that you can be in the Lord. And so much more awaits you there. Our blogs will be read to you. So all you need to do is listen, absorb its content, and grow. Join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for a word from the Lord. And Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for Bible study. You can reach us through our webpage, www.saintsandwheelsministry.org. Or simply email us at saintsandwheelsministry@gmail.com. And remember, Jesus loves you.
Hey, my friends, welcome to the podcast. Once more, we have a little tidbit of blessings for you from the desk of Ambassador Payne, where he talks about lies and how to stop putting the devil in your business and stop telling people that the devil is the reason why you have a lot of problems. Because many times, as he said, that we place ourselves in the position to be used by the devil and we make excuses as to why it's not us. All lies emanate from the devil. All lies emanate from the devil. That's why we must be able to know that we are a child of God and put on the whole armor of God so that we don't have to be stuck in dealing with lies from the devil. So let's sit back for 3 minutes and listen to our devotional. Ambassador Payne said all lies emanate from the devil because
it is his nature to lie, it is his nature to steal, it is his nature to kill, it is his nature to destroy. And anyone that carries out any of those aspects, clearly not a child of God. Now, there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end of that way is death. And too often, people choose to go that direction because it makes them feel better. It makes them believe that they are right and they are not wrong because they have a right to say or do whatever it is they believe they can say and do. Despite the fact that the Bible says you are bought with a price, you are not your own, you belong to God, and everything you say and everything you do has to be based according to that. But if you do not follow the words and the precepts of God, then you have crossed the line, and now you have found yourself in the devil's neighborhood, where you will manifest all untruth, where there is no way for you to live a righteous life because you no longer belong to Christ. You belong to the devil at your own will. You place yourself in that position because you refuse to follow the commandments that God has given you the moment you accepted him as your Lord and Savior. And now that you are in the land of what we call the walking dead, you hate your brother and sister without a cause. And you ask yourself things like, why should I suffer? What about what I want? I need love. I need to feel important. But what you don't understand is you're in the seem right way. And wickedness is now your reality. And so the devil sets traps for women and he sets traps for men. So when you're socializing, you are in the devil's realm, you are denying the acceptance and the will of God concerning your life. Now, the reason why this is so important is because people are trapped by the lies that the devil has fed them. And you can't blame it all on the devil because the devil doesn't make people do a lot of things that they claim he did. You see, God gives us free will. And in free will, we have the right to say, in that free will, we have the right to say we will or we won't. Because God is the God of opportunities. God is not the God that stifles you and tells you you can't do this and you can't do that. What he does is give you a bunch of rules and regulations that you should follow, because those rules and regulations are designed to help you, to build you, and to make you strong, that you may be able to deal with the enemy, who is very good at what he does.
Well, my friends, this is why God tells us to put on the whole armor, that we may be able to stand and withstand the wiles of the devil. Remember, God loves you so much that you can tell trouble to get out your way. If you're a liar and a thief, you're on your own. But remember this one thing, Jesus loves you.